It is without doubt that Arnold Palmer is one of the greatest golfers to ever live. But that's really not why he claims such a special place in the hearts and minds of Americans everywhere. See, it's not really so much the number of golf tournaments he won, and it's not really so much the number of majors. It's the fact that he always played with a fearlessness and with a passion and a dedication to excellence that gripped everybody. Arnold Palmer holds a special place in our hearts, not for what he accomplished, but for how he did it. He built his business career a lot like he built his golf career. Fearlessness, passion, dedication to excellence. And he did that all from a town of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. A town in western Pennsylvania with less than 10,000 people for its population. A town with no commercial airline service. Arnold Palmer built his golf career, and he built his business career with a business airplane. He's owned 12 of them. He's used them to be successful in every phase of his life. So when we at NBAA and Gamma looked for someone who could deliver the powerful message of no play, no gain, and take it to a new and higher level, we only had one person in mind. We called Arnold Palmer, and he responded to that call. Over the course of about the last 5 weeks, we have been busy putting together some new ads for our No Play, No Gain campaign. Print ads, which you'll begin to see in some of the show dailies this week, and video ads that I want to share with you this morning. Arnold Palmer did three ads for us. One called Facts, one called Crystal Clear, and one called The Truth. And I think as we play these today, you will see in all of those videos the fearlessness, the passion, and the dedication to excellence that is Arnold Palmer. Let's roll the tapes.
Here are some things about business aviation that you haven't heard lately. The facts. Fact one, a lot of talented people take brilliant ideas and make them fly. Fact two, the people who fly them make things happen. And fact three, the people who pretend this is not worthwhile often make things up. Let's you and I make up some things about business aviation too. Let's make up our minds to deal only with the facts. I'm going to make a statement about business aviation in a way not often heard these days. Crystal clear. Regardless of where folks live, they need a way to compete in a fast-paced world. Business airplanes go where airlines don't go, and they do things airlines can't do. So whatever the challenge is and wherever we happen to be, with business aviation, we can and will get there from here. I'm going to tell you something you haven't heard in a while. The truth about business aviation. The truth is that for more than 50 years, using business airplanes is the single most productive thing I have done. It's given me the opportunity to compete more effectively in golf and in business, and it's enabled me to do both from a place not served by the airlines. I'm Arnold Palmer, and I approve this message simply because it's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Arnold Palmer.
Well, thank you very much for that, and it's a great pleasure to be here. And when Ed and Russ Meyer asked me if I would do these ads, I agreed very quickly, because aviation has been a part of my life and is still a part of my life. I learned to fly 52 years ago in a 175, 182. I soloed in 8 hours, and I was pretty proud of myself. And never thinking what was going to come from what I was doing. I started because I was scared of flying. I had flown with some people that were not as aware of how people might receive flying and how an airplane might scare people. I remember flying in a DC-3, C-47, from Pittsburgh to St. Louis one day, and I was 16 years old. And we were hitting some thunderstorms, and I was sitting on the left side of the airplane, and I remember bumping around, and the more scared I got, and finally I saw a ball of fire come down the middle of the aisle. Yeah. And I didn't have any idea what was happening. I thought it was all over. Well, as all of you know, in those days, it was a long time ago when I said I was 16 years old. Like, we weren't talking about my age, were we? A little static electricity was in that airplane, and that's when I decided that I really needed to know about aviation. So 52 years ago, I got to know about it. And as I've flown the various airplanes through my life, I enjoy sitting in my Citation 10 in the left seat. And what did it do for me? It gave me a competitive edge in golf and in business. And that is something that I can't tell you how much it has meant to me through the years. And I can also tell you that I got upset when I heard the people in Washington bashing business airplanes. And I think probably all of you got a little bit upset about that too. And it was something to hear companies had cut the use of their airplanes because of that unfair criticism of business flying. Now, that's just crazy. Using business airplanes, especially in this tough economy, it doesn't make sense not to use your airplanes, not to get to where you have to be, and not to be effective. You have to use the tools that are necessary to do your job. I have been flying around the world in my airplane most of my life to play and do my business. Play golf, yes, but to do my business. And without it, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you today. I know how important that airplane is, not just to me, but to my hometown, to the people in this country, and to all of you. And without it, as I say, I wouldn't be here. Business aviation is one of the greatest of the American industry. It creates jobs. It goes places where airlines do not go. It enables companies, large and small, to be more productive and efficient. So I hope all of you will do everything you can to support this campaign. I think this campaign is something that each and every one of you, pilots, businessmen, housewives, whatever, will get behind and work. And let's be more offensive, not so defensive of business aviation. Let's tell the world that we are very positive about what we do when we fly our airplanes to our business meetings, and in my case, even to the golf course. I'm proud of these ads that Ed and Russ have put together, and I support them 100%. But I can't do it by myself, nor can Russ or Ed or any of the speakers that you have heard here today. But you people, you business people, you pilots, you people in this audience need to speak up and speak positively. You heard the phone number. Use it, call it, and support business aviation. I can tell you that in my over 52 years of flying, one of the greatest thrills I have is getting in my airplane. And I think about when I have a bad round of golf, and I'm pretty upset about it. The nicest thing that happens to me is when I get in that airplane and go to another job, and I forget the bad round of golf I had. Thank you very much.